It's always the weirdest thing is the Force, like, come on, guys. I just said goodbye. So
bye,
please.
Bye. Bye. Is this the point now? Bye. See ya.
Okay.
Okay, later.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye so we can play Build-A-Turtle.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Right. So this would be a good time. Again, refills on drinks. Sorry I did that again. Bathroom breaks, anything like that. So, well.
The iPad froze.
Whoa.
It froze?
Yeah.
Holy geez.
It's still running back there, but.
Well, let's fix that, huh?
Yeah. Right.
As soon as that happened, I was like. Blah, 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 and then I looked over there and I was like, oh, God.
We could make sweet. The headphone on this one is touchy. It was cutting in and out, so.
I feel like we need to revisit the volume knob because I'm getting blasted every time you talk.
Yeah, same here.
Well, I don't think that's a problem on the board. I mean,
well, I'm wondering, comparing your headphones to everyone else's. Fixed it.
I'm pissed at myself for not writing down those plugs because I totally intended to, and then I was like, I guess I'll pull up Facebook because I can get to them all that way.
What?
Yeah.
Loose?
Oh, that would be why it was cutting in and out.
What's?
So I just shoved it back.
I'll seal it with, like, hot glue or something.
Yeah, this one doesn't want to move as much, but I can literally, like, keep stuffing the board in
the earpiece. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I got it on eBay for all of, like, $7. Even though it is Skull Candy, so it's name brand, but offhand name brand. Oh, adjust the ears for a second.
I really enjoy my rotary phone.
There's a switch right over the sink that's on a cord.
Oh, okay.
Click. It could be that.
Dude, it's like microphone dubstep.
You're rocking out over there.
Seriously, it's like freaking microphone dubstep.
Yep.
Oh, wow. And now the screen is turned off. So I was wondering how long it's going to take to do that. And I did not.
Mine doesn't make cool sounds like yours does. But I have a rotary phone on my phone, so.
Rotary.
Wait, does it actually just pop up now whenever I try and use the dialer?
Maybe.
No.
Oh, by the way, did you ever find out if it does make the clicking noise?
Yes, it does.
Play over his microphone for a second.
Yeah, I didn't hear it because somebody was talking.
I think I was.
Where did it
could be
go, though? Rotary dialer, there it is. Yeah, so I'll hold it up to my mic so you can hear the gloriousness.
Awesome. I like it.
It sounds like you're trying to start a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Dial is zero. Zero.
Okay. Here's a zero.
I like it.
So
or,
cool.
Or it's like you're trying to start the poppy seed muffin.
Yeah. The poppy seed muffin is our boat.
Ah, that makes sense.
It's rather old, but it has a lot of character.
Yes.
More character than boat at this point, I take it?
No.
It's still a boat.
Oh, it's okay. So it doesn't have like a bunch of rust holes in it and stuff like that? Or?
No, but it is the color of rust, so...
Yeah.
Ah, all right. So the rust
is
just blends.
Is that AstroTurf in. Whatever material?
Oh, yeah. Definitely AstroTurf, yeah.
Realize how much these headphones are making my ears hurt. Yeah, that's why I took mine off.
Yeah. My boyfriend will only wear that kind because he doesn't like the in-ear ones, but I personally prefer the Skull Candy with like the gel stuff inside. Yeah.
See, the rubber flange.
But the padding is about three times as thick and much wider. They're like this big.
I can't deal with actual like earbuds, like the hard plastic ones. But
oh, those are terrible!
I
yeah, the sound quality is
them,
just awful.
They make my ears itch like crazy, like especially the iPod ones, the ones that come with it.
They hurt my ears.
Oh no, those are bad.
Ears, but if I wear them for more than 5 minutes, my ears itch like crazy. I don't know if I'm allergic to something in them or what. What was that?
That's what it sounds like when you delete letters or numbers. There are different faces you can choose from too. So check out this radical red one.
Nice.
And same sound effects though,
gosh,
I guess.
I'm so tired.
Yeah. The coolest rotary phone I've seen. Unfortunately, it didn't work. But my mom bought it at a flea market. It was rotary phone on the bottom and cuckoo clock on the top.
Nice.
That was awesome. And then like in the middle, it had the cuckoo clock. Underneath the cuckoo clock was like a little notepad. Like, you could literally just set the note or the paper in there, and then it had a little holder for your pen, and underneath it was the rotary dial, and the phone was on the side of the cuckoo clock.
Cool.
Awesome. Nice. Pretty sure it's priced still somewhere, and if she actually wanted to, she could fix it, but she got it for, like, $5. And
yeah. Oh, I'm totally spacing out at this point.
Oh, good. I stand an even better chance.
All right.
Well, and I, like I said, I actually don't anticipate that I'm going to be very good at this game. We'll see. We'll see. I'll try to be optimistic.
There's always optimism.
I'm still really happy that Adam decided that Mindependence Day was because at first I was like, Mindependence Day doesn't quite work, and then he was like, well, Mindependence Day.
Hmm.
Oh, and I had a good one to start out with. What was it? It was, 21.
That would be horrible. Oh, by the way, I should ask. I know that for Movie Bluff, you can do both movies and TV shows. Does the same rule apply for this game?
Yep. Okay. Buffering rules.
Alrighty.
O'Doyle rules. I don't know. Because... I can picture where this is going, and I don't like where it's going, so I'm not going to do it.
Mm.
Instead,
which way is it going, by the way?
To you.
Me. Oh, crap.
That's why I didn't go with the one I was going to go with, because I knew it wasn't really going to go anywhere.
Remind me of the rules of this game, just very briefly. Can you tag on to the beginning or the end?
Yep.
Yes.
So, let's say...
like Harry Potter, and then you could say Harry Potter Terminator.
There you go. Okay.
But yep. It'd have to be, you know, the full whatever Harry
Last
Potter
vowel.
Title it is.
Okay, yep. So it's a full syllable, not just a letter.
Right. That too. Right. But it's also you wouldn't just say Harry Potter. You'd have to specify, you know, Sorcerer's Stone,
which is why I picked that one for an example.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay.
So yep.
Because that way,
so
that
it
way
has
you can
to be the full movie title. I
yes.
see what you're saying. Okay.
And you have to use at least one syllable's worth
yes.
of
okay.
the word. You can't just be like, oh, this one ended in an R. I'll start one that starts with R.
Right.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Yep.
There you are. And remember to stay close to your mics.
Yes.
Yeah, I just remembered that.
Okay,
your mic is your friend.
Going to start...
I guess.
Start with... Big Trouble.
Big Trouble.
Big Trouble. Tim Allen movie. Good book by, what's his name? Dave Barry. Really funny book.
I wish it was coming my way.
Big Trouble.
Big Trouble. So you need to think of something that ends in big or starts with trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I guess, bull. Or, bih.
Can I ask one more clarifying
yeah.
question?
Oh, yeah.
Does it just have to be the sound or the spelling?
Sound.
Okay.
Sound. We go phonetic.
Okay. Because yep. that can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big Trouble.
Oh, and this is a great time to say you can't just throw in a title of that is a word that's already in there. So you can't just say big.
I thought about that.
Because
but I figured it was against
go?
The rules.
Nowhere.
You have to build.
Yeah, I suppose.
See, like, all the ones that I can think of that have big is either at the beginning or in the middle of the title.
Right.
It's not at the end. Big Trouble.
Uh, You got anything?
No.
No?
It's kind of weird that I don't. Because it's like the beginning of the game. So.
Yeah.
Big trouble.
Yeah.
That is kind of a tricky one. I only have one that I could say that,
ooh.
That I've been thinking of.
You just gave me one without actually giving me one, so thank you.
I have one that I'm not entirely sure is the title of a movie, but I think it is.
No, I just realized mine's going to be really weird if it comes back to me all the way. But you got anything in 15 seconds? Anything like that?
No.
Concede?
I think I have to, unfortunately.
This round.
Wait.
No, that doesn't work either. There's more words in front of it. Darn.
Yeah, no. Well,
done.
So it's just out for this point. Jen, do you have something?
Big Trebleworth?
That's the one that I had.
What was it?
Bulworth is the name of the movie that I added onto it.
Never heard of it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but there was something in my head that was like, I think that's a movie.
It's like a political movie, isn't it?
Maybe.
Like a guy who... I can't even remember. I just remember...
Yeah, I have no recollection of it. I just... Bulworth. It sounded vaguely familiar, and I was like, it's either the title of a movie or the name of a character, and I'm hoping it's a movie.
It's a movie. I can verify that. I just can't remember what happened in it because I never saw it. Warren Beatty and Halle Berry. A suicidally disillusioned liberal politician puts a contract out on himself and takes the opportunity to be bluntly honest with his voters by affecting the rhythms and speech of hip-hop music and culture.
What?
I vaguely remember that.
Warren Beatty and Halle Berry is like one of the most random pairings I can think of.
Was it any good? Like, what's the rating on it?
It had like an 8 out of 10 in terms of stars, according to IMDb.com.
Wow. It sounds intriguing. Like, it's an original concept, at least.
Mm-hmm. So, Adam, you have Big Trebleworth.
Ugh.
What could that be?
I'm trying to... There's got to be something that ends with big that's not just big.
Big, yeah.
Yeah, because everything, like Dan was saying, everything you can think of that has big in the title, it's either the first word or it's somewhere in the middle.
Right in the middle, yeah.
Kind of a pain.
Yeah. It's not as much fun when I have to think this hard, so I'm going to bow out.
Get Fair this enough. Over with quickly.
Because I realized that Earth sounds like... It sounds like Bull Earth. I was just trying to think of anything that branched off that way.
Oh, yeah.
But the first thing I thought of was Battlefield Earth. That doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Nope.
I thought of another Earth, but that also doesn't work.
Yeah. And I really didn't think this through because I couldn't. I didn't actually think of something that ended in big off the top of my head.
I was gonna say you're the one who started, and there's only been one thing added onto it since then.
I really thought there was gonna like somebody was gonna hit something and it was just gonna take off, and I was optimistic and had no idea. I'm also really bad at starting this game.
Since I was the first one out, do I get to start next round? Because I get one that would be easy on both ends.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm just going to bow out for sake of people not being bored of us sitting here not thinking of stuff. So, Jen, you have the first point.
Yay. Woohoo!
Hooray.
And Dan, you're going to start, and it comes my way.
Yes, and like I said, this one should be easy on both the beginning and the end. Little Big League.
Little Big League of Their Own.
Yes.
Yep.
Anytime that movie comes up, it makes me happy.
When people know
what it is. Yeah, when people know what it is. When they don't, I yell. Oh. I yell in my car.
Stuart Little Big League of their own.
That's exactly what I was
going
to say. just a quick rule refresher, too, for Jen. If a movie starts with A or the, you can drop that, correct?
It's true, yes.
Ah, good to know. Thanks. So what are we at now? Stuart Little Big League of their own?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, what's that called? Ah, okay. It helps if you think out loud because it's a podcast. Or a recording, I should say.
Correct. Even though you could just cut off the blank space if you really wanted to invest the time.
I've done that and it's just so much.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a lot. I'm sure. Yeah. It does take a
Well, I was trying to think if there was anything that ended in stew. But I'm not thinking of anything. Or that ended in Stuart, but I'm really not thinking of anything there. So going the other way, it's own. And I'm sure there are plenty of movies that start with own. I just can't think of any of them. Clearly, I've given Dan his idea for when bowed out.
It had absolutely nothing to do with you, actually. I just remember a rule.
Dan just threw his arms up in the air triumphantly.
Yes, I did.
He did.
For you kids at home.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be something that starts with own or owner or something, but I cannot think of anything, so to avoid boring people, I think I will bow out and pass it on to Dan, because clearly he has an idea.
Yeah, yes, because we did just talk about the fact before the game that you can use TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Own.
Ooh.
Ah. Ha! That's why I threw my fists up in the air.
That's a good one. And we would do it as... Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoney.
Interesting.
And in an effort to find out if I'm right or not, I believe it's a TV show.
Okay, well, I'm ready for mine once...
Oh, wait, I lied. It's a movie. Owning Mahoney, 2003. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Minnie Driver, John Hurt.
Well, you're still good.
So.
Independence Daily Show with John Stewart's Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoney.
Okay. Oh, Mark and Minnie. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm just thinking of
Independence Day. Yeah. Oh, you Day bastard.
Did come in.
Okay, well. I'm sorry, but we had this last time, so I have to do it because it's an easy one. Mork and Mindependent's Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoney. You seem confused.
No, I've got something.
Oh, okay.
No, that wouldn't work. I don't remember what was used here. Everything I think of just sounds stupid, so Mork. Wow, I got nothing.
Or you don't forget about the other end. Knee.
I know. Everything I think of for knee is really stupid and probably doesn't actually exist because I'm just making it up as I go.
The knights who say knee.
No.
Or it's stuff that starts with knee, but it's more like a store.
Huh?
Neiman Marcus.
Oh. I thought it was a brand.
Seriously? Oh, wait. Is that a movie or is that a... I might be thinking of just a video game.
You can give it a try. Or,
yeah, I'll just bail out on this one just for fun. So it's Mork and Mindependence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahone Need for Speed.
I don't know if that's actually a movie. It's definitely a video game.
I know there was talk of making a movie, but I don't know if they ever did.
I know, that's why I'm kind of on the fence on it.
But there might be a... There might be a... Like, way back, because it's kind of a popular saying.
Yeah, so, it is.
I've got the Need for Speed.
There's a TV series, documentary series.
Huh?
And then it has all the games.
Mm-hmm.
Then it has more games.
Uh-huh, because there have been a lot of them.
Yes.
More.
Well, they started in what, the
early 90s? There are two documentaries that are called Need for Speed.
Do we count that?
I feel like if they're on IMDb, they should count.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Why not?
Why not?
Okay.
Okay, so... The Alamork and Mindependence Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Little Big League of Their Owning Mahone Need for Speed.
The Alamork and Mindependence Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Little Big League of Their Owning Mahone Need for Speed. Speed 2.
Speed 2.
Sorry.
Pong.
That was me that time, sorry.
Isn't it... The Alamork and Mindependence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahone for Speed 2. I just forgot it by having to say all of that instead.
I've got one.
2 to Tango.
Oh.
Dan got excited when I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the Alamork and Mindependence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahone Need for Speed 2. I forgot it again.
To Tango.
God, it's too. It's just long enough that I think I might just like automatically bow to the next one for fear of thinking I'm not going to get it. No. Oh. There's an answer that you can't use. Go. Which was an interesting movie. I think it was about raves.
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't know. Makes sense, though.
I feel like I watched like 10 minutes of that movie mm-hmm. and I got bored.
Pop ecstasy and go.
Or just realized it wasn't my thing.
Think out loud, Adam.
Oh, okay.
Use your big words.
The Alamork and Mindependence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoney.
Defore.
Need for Speed 2 to Tangoast.
Oh.
Damn it, he took what I wanted. But that's fine. The Alamork and Mindependence Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Sorry.
I want to see how far you can get with that.
What a pretty song.
Yeah. Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahone Need for Speed 2 to Tang Ghostbusters.
Oh, nice.
Because you took the one that I originally wanted to do, but that's all right.
That's a tough one.
Okay, so that would put us at The Alamorcan Independence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoney for Speed 2 to Tang Ghostbusters 2.
I knew it. I knew this
Bring
was
it
going
back
to
around.
Happen.
I so approve.
Oh.
I don't know
what I'm going to get, but I approve. Okay.
See, I like hearing this when Adam thinks it's just all over the place.
Oh, it's like he's warming up. Ooh. He's warming up for a gig or something.
Okay, so the Alamorcan Independence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoney, Need for Speed 2 to Tang Ghostbusters Tomb Raider.
Oh,
all right. Shallow Alamorcan Mindy Independence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoneyed for Speed 2 to Tang Ghostbusters to
Raider.
Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider. Tomb. That's the word Tomb I can think of. I was like, there's something Raider in there. What was the first word? Tomb
Now that I'm
Raider.
Out, I can think of something for every single iteration of this.
Yeah. That's the way it happens.
So your contribution was Shallow Hal. Okay. So it's Shallow Halamorkin Independence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoney for Speed 2 to Tang Ghostbusters to... What was it? Tomb Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Totally I knew it was going to
go
there.
Yeah, I was going to go there too.
Have you noticed that when I'm on a show and we play this game,
it gets really long. Oh. But I like that more than just like the, oh, we got three of them in a row and no one could think of anything again.
I want to... Arctic Arkham Asylum, but that's
a game though.
That's not a movie.
No, it's not.
Unfortunately,
not at all.
Because that was my first thought too, and I was like, "Oh, nope, doesn't work."
Anything?
Shallow Halimorkin Independence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoney for Speed 2
to
Tang Ghostbusters Tomb Raiders of the Lost Archangel?
That's what I thought of too.
I wonder if it's a film or a television show.
I think it's a TV show.
If it's not,
it was a movie.
It was a movie. What do you say to that?
I say, okay, fine, whatever.
Daniel Craig.
Can I go?
That's right.
Yeah, go ahead.
We are Marshallow Hell. Lamarck Independence. I'm good at this game, I told you.
What did you add onto the front of it?
We are Marshallow Hell.
Oh, God.
Lamarck Independence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoneyed for Speed 2?
Tomb Raiders
Tomb Raiders of the Lost Archangel.
Okay, so
that sounds easy.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Though, what did you add on to Shallow Hal?
We are Marshall.
Oh, yeah, we are Marshall. Okay, so we are Marshallow Halamorkin Independence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoney for Speed 2 to Tang Ghostbusters Tomb Raiders of the Lost Ark, Angels in the Outfield.
Yep. And then it's back at the beginning. We are Marcello Halimowrk and Mindependence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Own, Mahoney, Pen, Need for Speed, to Tang, Ghostbusters, Tomb Raiders of the Lost, Archangels in the Outfield of Dreams.
Anyway, that's where you're going. And now I'm stuck.
Akira Kurosawa made a film called Dreams, but that doesn't help anyone.
That's right.
It's a good movie, though. It's a series of vignettes, really.
So it's we dreams. Something that ends in we, or something that begins with dreams. And of course, the first thing I thought of was what dreams may come, but that doesn't really work.
Hold on. Do, 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 do. Trying to think with we.
Yeah, that one tripped me up too.
We.
But of course.
We are the French, we.
There's one place you can go again.
I just thought of a really good one.
Shit.
Holy crap. That's insane. I am so freaking good. Okay.
You're so freaking full of yourself.
No, once you hear just it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, that was pretty good. So,
oh, I'm sure.
Bring it.
Sorry, no, I lost my train of thought. It was we and dreams?
Yes.
Correct. Sorry, I should speak into the mic. We and dreams. Dreams. Let's try that end. Dreams.
Think you can get anything in like 20, 25 seconds?
I can certainly try. We... shoot, I think I'm out.
Okay, so yeah. Now I have we or dreams.
I can think of titles that end with dream, but
there's at least one place you can go at the end that I double checked, but
oh god. Oh. Isn't it called that TV show called like Dreamscape?
Never heard of it. But you could be right. I don't watch TV much.
It sounds like a sci-fi.
Is this the kind of show where we...
I will look it up.
That's actually the thing that I just looked up.
It's a movie.
Yes.
I'm cool with it.
I was going to say, am I okay to tell him that yes, that's...
Yeah, I was validating it somehow, so that works. Dreamscape.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, cool.
That's where I was going.
Well, now you got to say it.
Whole thing.
We?
This is where I would be really bad.
We are Marcello Hal...
Le?
Oh, Halim... Yeah, that's right. Halimo.
Halimo.
Halimowrk and Mindependence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Owning Mahoney for Speed 2 to Tang, Ghostbusters, Tomb Raiders of the Lost... Archangels in the Outfield of Dreamscape.
Cool.
And I am officially just going to retire on that one because I'm not confident in going much further.
However, if you have one, I want to hear it.
Yes.
Because you were excited. What is it? It's with we, isn't it?
Yes.
What is it? I really want to know. He's still excited.
Yeah.
Because I had a couple ideas, but none of them worked.
Ratatouille, our Marshall.
Oh my god!
Nice. Yeah.
Oh my god!
That is good.
See? Yep. Nice. What did I say?
See, I figured as soon as it was French, and you went, yes! And I was trying to think of so many movies that end with we, like the word we, and I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah. So,
Victory!
Wait, no. Amelie wouldn't work either. That's not Amelie.
No. Amelie.
Wee.
Which, off topic, I loved nice Amelie. I was very disappointed in Parisia Tem, actually.
Were they related?
Yes, they were both suggestions for things to watch before I went to Paris. And
Yeah, Parisia Tem is very hit and miss from vignette to vignette.
Yeah,
like Elijah Wood has a really weird one.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah. There were three or four we really liked. We watched it together the night before we left. And the rest of them, a lot of them are really depressing.
Oh yeah, because they're
Midnight
French.
In Paris, however, I am in love with.
Yes.
So good.
Well, I think I better say the whole thing just so it's official.
Yes.
Ratatouille are Marshall O'Hallamork and Mindependence Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Little Big League of Their Own, Mahoney, Four Speed 2, Tutang, Ghostbusters, Tomb Raiders of the Lost Archangels in the Outfield of Dreamscape.
Okay, if I counted correctly, that was 19 seconds.
Cool. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah. Well, I think that was longer than the one last time, even.
It's probably right up there, but I'm going to say now that it's bridging upon near 10:45, we should probably wrap up. But
yes. And Adam officially has 2 points now for counting the two games together. So
There we go. So you won.
You finally won.
Ratatouille for the win.
That was a good one.
It's been a while since I've one on here, so
you're welcome.
It's true.
Thank you
both for having an easy start and giving you the French idea.
You didn't give me the French idea at all. Oui. Actually,
we had the French. We oui. And then you went, oh, I have an idea.
Unless you have telekinesis or something.
What? I telekinesis?
Do. He lifts spoons off the floor. And yes.
Yeah,
I have telekinesis and Espanol.
Telepathy.
Guys,
I was about due for a really bad night, I think, because I feel like the last time I came in and I was like, I'm so underprepared, and I did really well. Yeah. I was about due for a really bad night at the games.
Yeah,
it really depends on.
But
the
now
night.
You've played Build a Title, so now you're ready for it next time.
Yes, and it's quite
fun. Yeah, and for Movie Bluff tonight, I mean. I was actually able to think of actors this time, which was cool.
You and I had a pretty good round going that first round. So
it kind of traded. So it's we did, then they did.
Yeah.
No, we did, and then you two did. Actually, you guys had the really good one going.
I didn't think any of my answers was like really good compared to our back and forth.
You went for a while, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kept going.
But he thought about all of his answers, whereas both of us were just like, here's the answer.
I've got it. It's like, what do I say? I don't know. Because all of mine were random happenstance.
Yeah, it's just one of them tonight. So.
Yes. But yes, thank you for everyone who decided to listen all the way through this.
You are awesome.
And we will see you next week. Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Hi.
See ya.
Good night. Oh, my ears. Again.
Yes. Agreed. Same here.
Cut. Good show.